Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, Kurt Landry here on this Trending Tuesdays, and I want to just kind of give you some insight to this week. Actually, at Kurt Landry Ministries, we have all of our leadership in for strategic planning. And our strategic plan is, first of all, God, what are you saying? We need to know what God is saying. And then we need to be able to see how to implement and be able to teach what God is saying. And thirdly, we need to be able to have a manifestation or an experience of what God's saying. And so that's the responsibility of the ministry, is to say, Lord, in this next year, we just had Rosh Hashanah and the fall feast, and say, Lord, okay, we've had these fall feasts. What is God saying? What is God trying to teach us? And how do we actually experience the blessings of that teaching? So I decided, actually, if you can see, this is just kind of a post-it here. This actually is the actual post-it that came from our strategic planning ministry meeting, which is ministry. It's where it all starts, where all our leadership comes and we say, first of all, what is God saying? And then how do we actually create tools like this tool right here? How do we create tools on biblical finance? How do we make it easy? You know, how do we be able to make it a workbook like chapter one, how to experience covenant prosperity? This is something that came from last year, and it came back up this year because here's the key principles of understanding biblical finance and action steps that you would take to be able to. So anyway, all these materials like this, we've got a new book coming out on Hanukkah. We've got another one coming out next year we're going to do on spiritual warfare. So, but I want to share with you, okay, I want to share with you our partners and our family. I know you couldn't be in the meeting, and some of our employees couldn't either, but I want to share with you what I brought, because that's where it starts. And they say, Rabbi, what is God telling you for this new year? So I'm going to share it. And I did it in an interesting way, because the Lord basically gave me a clock. Okay. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Okay. And here's the center of the clock. The center of the clock for Kurt Landry Ministries is the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and 3, where it talks about there will be a season of time where Jew and Gentile come together as one new man. And what is the promise of that? An abiding place for his presence, a place where the two become one, and there's spiritual miracles, signs, wonders, and healing. God says in Ephesians 3:10 that it's God's intent to make the manifold wisdom of God be made manifest through the church. Ephesians 3:20 says that God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask or think. So what is that? That's covenant. So in the middle of it is we have to be covenant teachers. And that's what's here. This isn't just on biblical sowing and offering. It's about how to activate the covenant and actually secure your inheritance in it. Okay, so that's where that book came from. So that's kind of the center of our clock. So we thought, okay, where's the starting point for us to cycle through this year? And the Lord actually showed me that we are to go into 4 quarters, and we are to go around this clock 4 times over the next year, because in consistency, go ahead in the comments, say this now, in consistency lies the victory. So if you're going to have victory, you have to have these habits and patterns need to become consistent. Go ahead in the comments and say, I can do this. I can do it. So the first one, the first foundational scripture is this, and that's Matthew 6:33. And this is really all about healing. And it starts here at 12 o'clock. So if we're going to start here, and what that scripture says is, seek ye first, okay, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all other things shall come unto you. So what we have to do is we have to say, like, you're brand new to the Lord, and you say, well, what do you mean righteousness? Is that like legalism? Do I have to become religious, change the way I dress? And no, these are issues of the heart. Go ahead in the comments and say issue of the heart. So what happens is when the Lord deals with the issues of the heart, we need to know, Lord, what are the requirements for God's for God? And it basically is seek ye first the kingdom of God. So if we come to, we're going to teach on that. That's going to be a foundational chief teaching for the year. And then at 3 o'clock, what we have is Deuteronomy 18 and 10, 18 and 10. And Deuteronomy 18 and 10 says, do not forget, but remember, remember, it's the Lord thy God who gives you the ability to create wealth. So what happens is we need to constantly be reminded in our finances when we get blessed and we prosper that it is a covenant act. God says, remember, it's the Lord your God who gives you the ability to create wealth, to do what? To establish what? This. To establish his covenant. So he wants to bless you, but he wants you to do it, seek first the kingdom without mixture. He wants you to do it his way. Okay? And six, if we get down to six, it's like, okay, what are the behavioral boundaries, virtues, or characters and principles that we need to teach so that we say, okay, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm not going to forget it's God who gives me the ability to create wealth with my hands, and that the Lord's also going to bless it because he's going to establish his covenant. I'm in covenant with CLM. I am one new man. How do I stay in the harvest for the blessings? Well, it's Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, where we operate in righteousness of love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit. When you operate in the fruit of the Spirit and you make that, listen, you're not going to do it perfect, neither am I. But at least when you target it in your goals, and you'll read about this in my book right here, in this book that we produced, and you need to order it on Tithes and Offering, Releasing the Blessings Through Understanding Covenant Principles of Biblical Finance. That you, if you understand your positioning and the attitude of your heart and the choices you make, make as much difference in how much you're going to harvest financially with the Lord in favor. So it's an important part. So this at 6 o'clock in the evening, so to say, or in the morning, we need to know that behavior and the fruit of the Spirit is important. Okay? We come up to 9, and at 9 o'clock, we have two scriptures here, Philippians 4:13, and it says that all things are possible through Christ who gives us strength. So we need to be reminded, so to say, at 9 o'clock, I'm not saying you go to bed at 9, but at 9 o'clock when you finish your day, you start your day with saying, I can do all things through Christ if I follow his way. God's going to bless the work of my hands to establish his covenant. If I stay in this behavioral pattern of love, joy, and peace and stay out of the bad fruit, that by the end of the night, I will know, okay, thank you, Lord. I give you credit for what you've done this day, okay? For this day, I give you credit that I can do all things through Christ. It's powerful. And then in Romans down here, it says it's Christ in you. That's the hope and glory. Romans 8, 37 and 39. So these are kind of the scriptural foundational basis for the year of the teaching, the media communication, the voice that we're going to be conveying. And obviously there's going to be more, but this needs to be, you always need to have a target. And this is our target for the biblical year 5782, because the two here, this two is really important because we want to couple you with truth so that you can rock free from the fear of confusion. Now, if we can stay inside this, and we will, go ahead and say we will, we make a promise to you as Kirk Landry Ministries that we will. But the two takeaways, the two legs on my happy face here, is the first one is Malachi chapter 3 and 4. So what basically I'm going to summarize that to you is Malachi 3 is all about one new man covenant being restored, righteousness being restored, finances being restored, health being restored, the spiritual realm being restored, family being restored, and the Lord rebuking the devourer and giving you favor with all nations. So that's chapter 3. And then chapter 4 is about the Lord says that because of us following all this instruction and learning about it, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the father. And then he blesses the earth and he doesn't curse it because we have stopped and we have listened and we have changed our clock, which is our time, task, and activity. And that's what we're going to do this year as you partner with us at Kurt Landry Ministries. And you can go to kurtlandry.com and become a partner. And the reason you're partnering with us is because you can say, listen, I need to get more done in my life with my time. I need the time that I am on earth to actually make a difference. I need the time that I'm at my work. I need to be an effective. I need to make time for my community and my family and my friends and in the spirit. The time that I'm given, everybody have different amounts of money and talent, but we all are given the same amount of time. So I'm just going to review it now and I'm going to pray for you. Here's what we're doing at Kurt Landry Ministries. This is 5782, this new year. This is the target of the lane we're going to stay in. We're going to teach you how to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness to release a blessing that you don't have to have any fear or doubt. All other things, food, protection, whether there's shortages in the community, whether there's inflation, whether there's wars and rumors of wars, all those things, and they're all possible. But you will not be shaken because at 12 o'clock, you started to do it God's way. So you've got to check off on that, okay? Second, we're going to decree it. What it says in Deuteronomy 18 and 10, it says, do not forget, it's the Lord your God, not my God, it's your God and our God, but the Lord your God, who gives you the ability to create wealth with his hands to establish the covenant. What covenant? This covenant right here is part of it, and there's many. There's 9 different covenant promises. He's doing it right here in Ephesians. We're going to teach you from Ephesians 2 and 3 about one new man. At 6 o'clock, what are we going to do? As we understand that the character is an issue. So our behavior is going to be the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. We're going to operate as prey, as sheep, even amongst the predator wolves. But we're not going to go off into wolf behavior to defend ourselves. We're going to be sheep and follow the shepherd, which that fence to keep us in as sheep is Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Where we operate, as we operate as sheep who know his voice and are called by his name, and then all this comes onto us, protection and peace and provision. And in Galatians, we'll have love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance and kindness, self-control, of which such there is no law. And at 9 o'clock, in Philippians 4:13, we know that all things are possible because it's Christ in us, Romans 8, 37, 39. It's Christ in us. That's our hope and glory. And the first leg of that is going to come is we're going to have a manifestation of power and blessings from the Lord in Malachi 3 and Malachi 4 is the restoration of family. And I think everybody needs that. We're a family ministry and we're going to teach on that. And the final leg of this is Isaiah 56 and 7. So we say, Lord, what's going to happen to the church? What's going to happen to House of David? We're going to, when we make the choice to start at 12, 3, 6, and 9, we seek first the kingdom. We know it's God that blessed us with our finances and our authority. We stay within his behavior of love and joy and peace. And we know it's all possible because he did it. Then what comes out of that is Isaiah 56 and 7, and we become a house of prayer for all nations. Because then you're coming in unity with believers that have this type of character. In biblical year 5782, a new beginning to be coupling with truth and power, dominion and authority, but doing it God's way. And that's why we become a house of prayer for all nations. And this is our year. Now, this is in the broad scope of what I shared. There's many details. But all the leadership agreed at our strategic planning ministry, we need to have CLM partners need to own the truth of everything within this target. And if we can teach that truth, it doesn't make any difference if you're a new believer, a medium believer, just like, you know, 10 years in the Lord, or maybe you follow the Lord for 40 years. You can be rich or poor. You can be old or young, male or female. You can be a Baptist or a Pentecostal. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever you do, when Jew and Gentile come together as one new man, he wants to establish his covenant. And when he establishes covenant, you need to have your theological belief lined up for that awakening. The one new man awakening is upon us. And I want to make this offer to you tonight. Tithes and offering, releasing the blessing through understanding biblical purpose and finance. This just isn't a book, but it has questions for you and answers. It's a workbook. If you'll order this book, work through it, take time, you know, with your family and say, listen, we're going to apply this because the Lord wants to establish his covenant. If he's going to establish a covenant, you need to know what's your responsibility and what's God's responsibility. And I've got good news for you. You do the small thing and God does the big thing. Let's pray. Father God, in Yeshua's name, we come to you on this Trending Tuesdays. And Lord, we thank you so much that we're going to be owning the truth in biblical year 5782. Lord, go ahead and raise your right hand. Say, Lord, we decree we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall come unto us. Lord, we're going to start this out as a cornerstone principle in our life, that we not fear any lack in supply lines, inflation, or anything that would happen financially in the world. For the Lord is our provision and provider. And at 3 o'clock, Lord, we will never forget that it's God himself, the ability to give us wealth and to bless us to establish his covenant of the one new man. In Yeshua's name, I make a promise to you. I will try to guide my behavior the best of my ability to make choices in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I will walk in love and joy and peace and temperance and kindness and Lord, in mercy and love and self-control. And I will do this with all people who I come in contact with in my decisions and my plans in Yeshua's name. And thank you, Lord. In Romans, you teach us that it's Christ in us that's our hope and glory. And in Philippians, we know that all things are possible through Christ, through Messiah, who gives me strength. Thank you, Lord, so much for this word tonight. If this word has blessed you, please hit the share and subscribe. Go ahead and share it now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stay alert. Join us for a powerful year where we targeted in on this. And the reason I put a happy face on it is because when you have a plan that is biblically sound and you're focused on it, this is one way you'll have the joy of the Lord that is your strength. God bless you. I'll see you Friday night at House of David, 7 p.m. Central. Shalom. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.